Chop Soccer Podcast. We back in the building. Kenzel Washington, I'm over here with this gin and juice. Your boy is feeling all right. How you doing?
I'm a little classy this week. I got me a little bit of Prosecco from an engagement party I went to this weekend.
Okay.
Everybody say Oviho.
Oviho.
I'm so phony.
We don't
want to
hear you say nigga no more.
I'm so phony, bro.
You know you a Drake fan.
Yeah, I mean, not for nothing.
But it is what it is. You got to keep the...
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Drake fan. And until these problematic allegations come to light that, like, you know, there's actually some smoke behind, I am going to enjoy my Drake music for as long as I can. Because once he gets on that R. Kelly list, it is about to be over.
Bro, I just want to slide in real quick.
Hey, yo.
What do you mean by that, player?
I just want to say, you know, the rap beef is fun. Especially like modern rap beef, because rap beef ain't like old rap beef. That was real. These guys hadn't quite figured out how to separate from the street life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still some of that today. But overall, you know, rap as a profession has progressed in such a way that 90% has kind of figured out. We could talk all that on record, but we ain't really about nothing.
Yeah. Big facts.
However, all that is to say that, you know, it's fun when you have rap beef, but the topics that have surfaced in the midst of this rap beef between Kendrick and Drake are so heavy that I'm like, I don't rate this shit, bro. Because if you holding on to Drake as a pedophile, I don't need you to wait for a diss to make that known.
Yeah.
That is a serious allegation and it just should be known.
Yeah, but I don't think. Okay. Read the disclaimer.
Oh boy. The views and opinions expressed during this recording, primarily those of Ken, may or may not reflect the views of the sponsors of the content. They also don't reflect the views of the employers of those that appear on the show. Views and opinions expressed here expressly belong to those stating them. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, so I'm going to say this before we get to the soccer. I pride myself on just like the friends I have in my life, some other friends I have in some other ways. And I was talking to one of my friends who's kind of inside the industry. And apparently, Kendrick's position wasn't going to come out. Like his first position wasn't about to be Drake's a pedophile or Drake's sex trafficking. Like his first position was the colonizer position, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. Basically everything that he said on Not Like Us, right? Mm-hmm. Not Like Us was the song that he's had in the tuck for a while.
Okay.
Right. Not with the beat and everything like that, but right. That basic structure of that is what he's had in the tuck for a while about Drake, coming and cause I mean, all of that we've known, I don't want to say we've known for a while, but all of that is, basically the essence of a lot of why these guys don't like Drake, because he runs to Atlanta. If you look at all of his good features, they all kind of come from the same crew of dudes in Atlanta, mm-hmm. Future, Lil Baby, 21, so on and so forth, whatever. Right. But talking to my guy, he said that Kendrick put money in the street looking for dirt the same way Drake was putting money in the street looking for dirt. Kendrick turned up this other shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, he's getting it real time. And, like, that's what's going to end up happening. And why they're trying to squash it so fast is on Drake's side, because, like, you know, like, Kendrick is ahead of it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, there have been signs of it, like, out here with all the, like, you know, the creepy shit he's been doing with, like, you know, teen actresses and all that other shit. Like, you know, you can look that shit up and see it. But, like, you know, teen models, you look that shit up and see it. But, like, you know, like, the real shit, like, you know, Kendrick, like, Kendrick found out about it, like, putting money out in the street, right? So, like, he's ahead of it. And, like, that's why he's saying, like, yo, like, the embassy about to get raided, my guy. Because, like, he's turning all this shit over. And right. That's what they're trying to get him to, like, that's essentially why they're trying to stop, like, squashing the beef. Well, that's why they're trying to, like, essentially squash the beef at this point right now. So, you know, yeah, like, I don't think he was holding on to it just to win, like, a rap beef or whatever. Like, you know, it's just the way that these things go, that, like, once you start putting money in the street, like, you don't know what you're going to find, right? And, you know, like, there's more smoke out there to the fire that everybody thinks, like, you know, Drake is a creep. So, you know, well, like,
he's clearly been a creep.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like some Drake stuff. I don't own any Drake albums. I never have. But I've, you know, heard more than a few Drake songs that I know a couple of lyrics to and I enjoy listening to. But I never rocked with him because he just always seemed like a damn sexual deviant to me. And he's grown, clearly, you know, and he is very wealthy. He can run around with as many women as will allow him to do so. But that shit was just weird to me, bro. Like, relax. Like, you doing too
relax.
Too much for no real reason. It's just like, ugh. It's just always rubbed me the wrong way. But anyway.
Hey, yo.
Let's jump on. Sir. Let's jump into some soccer conversation. We done spent too much time on this stupid shit.
Yeah.
Let's talk the one, the only, the legend, Tim Howard, inducted into the National Soccer Hall of Fame. He got the red jacket.
That's what they give him for the National Soccer Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Yeah, wow, you get a red jacket. Listen, you got to get in where you fit in, man.
I mean, all the good colors is gone, I guess.
Yeah, all the good. Golf got the green. NFL golf got the gold. Green. What does the NBA have? NBA have gold, too?
Yeah, I'm not. I think hold they on, have let's see. Gold,
I don't
yeah.
even know. NBA Hall of Fame
jacket. Let's see. It's like orange. It's like burnt orange. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like burnt orange. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of weird.
But I'm not even sure that's like a thing. Like, I'm not even sure like that's a thing until like recently. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't remember here. Hold on. Let's do it this way. Does Magic Johnson have a Hall of Fame? Oh, that's the first thing. That's the first thing.
It's the NBA, so.
Yeah, it's like,
you know what I mean?
Does Magic Johnson have a Hall of Fame jacket? Yeah, Magic Johnson don't have one. So, no, I think this is a kind of recent thing for the NBA.
Okay. So, like, yeah, he's inducted into the Hall of Fame. He played 121 matches for the U.S. men's national team. Played in the 2010 and 2014 World Cups. He was with the team from 2002 to 2017. He is now 45 years old. Same age as me.
Hey.
We are getting up there. How you feel about this, man? Were you a Tim Howard fan?
No, I actually wasn't a Tim Howard fan.
Why
like,
not?
I mean, not like, I don't know. Like,
you're
not
a striker, so you hating on goalkeepers? Is that what it is?
No, it's just like, so Tim Howard's from that era where, like, you know, most of his credentials come from the EPL.
Okay.
And, like, you know, his two big clubs were like Man United and Everton. And, like, as an Arsenal fan, you just don't like Man United. So like I just wasn't like rocking with him on that tip. Like, you know, like whenever
he
put on
rocking with no man on his tip.
Is this the cast we doing tonight? Is this the cast?
You started
it. Say OVO.
OVO. You started it.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You could have let me cook, but
I could.
Here we are.
I could have. All right. Let's squash the beef.
It's too late, nigga. I got three more. He said, I got 10 more tracks.
But yeah, like when he put on the jersey, like, you know, when he put on the good old red, white, and blue, I was I was a fan of him. He was time will tell. I think he's the best American keeper ever. I don't think that's a hot take.
I don't think that's a hot take either, but it is an interesting one.
Why is it interesting? Who is he competing with? Right? Like,
by how though? Competing in what way?
I mean, career in totality. Like, you know,
his competitors are too young still.
Okay, well, you know,
because Zach Steffen.
No, he don't have the receipts.
Okay.
You don't have the receipts. Don't have the receipts.
No. Yeah, see, that's not a hot take.
Yeah, like a lot of these guys don't. He's the best U.S. men's goalkeeper.
That's recency bias. My bad. I apologize.
And I mean, like, Zach Steffen probably could have had the receipts.
If he could have put some some starts together in the Premier League.
Yeah. Turner, the same thing.
Quick.
Yep. The guy who I think has the chance to do to give Tim a run for his money is Gaga Slonina, like Gabriel Slonina.
He was a Chicago keeper, right?
He went to Chelsea. Now he's in the Belgian Pro League. But he's he's still 19. So
he got time.
That's what I'm saying, right? And he's already over there. You see what I'm saying? So, like, you know, he's the guy that I think he's actually the guy by 2027, I think is going to be our guy.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like, you know, Matt Turner's having trouble. Matt Turner's having trouble. Like, I don't even know what happened to Zach Steffen. We can't get
he's
Andre.
In Colorado.
Oh, yeah, well, that's
done.
He just
kept a clean sheet on IS.
Oh, well, that's done. We can't seem to get Andre Blake his papers, so... like, it's looking a little thin. It's looking a little thin for 2026. So, I think by the time 2026 comes around, like, Gaga is going to be our guy. And, you know, if he gets in at, like, 21, 22... He probably, if he can put it together, he probably has a good like 10-year run at it. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, let's jump to some other really big news in MLS.
Wait. What was your what's your Tim Howard take? I'm not going.
Oh, he's goated, bro.
You be getting out of here with the without giving takes, and I'm like, hold on a second. I don't be pressing you for these takes. Hold on. Somebody told me that.
I was a Tim Howard fan.
Okay.
Yeah. That whole, I got into soccer initially before I like fully went into it in his era. So probably around 2004-ish, 2005.
Yeah.
And then 10 years later, I actually got into soccer. But I was always aware of that team because Beasley was the one. You know, it was World Cup time. I turned on the game and I see a black man. And I was like, oh, who that?
Not just any black man. Black name. Not just any black man. Black man named DeMarcus.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah. Are they still making DeMarcuses?
Nah, that time's come and gone, bro.
Okay.
That era is over. Black people smarten up. They said we want our kids to go to college without too much. Yeah, man.
Holy shit. Okay. Okay.
But it really is like, that's an interesting, it sounds so crazy to say, but that is a reality of names.
Yeah.
You know, names have periods.
Yeah.
And large groups of similar names in specific communities are around just because of the time. Like, kids that are probably like 8, 9, maybe 10 years old now, a bunch of them is named characters from Game of Thrones and shit like that.
Yeah.
And they're going to know we were just born in that window. We're just
born in that window. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when's the last time you heard of a Shanika?
Oof, yeah, it's been a while.
Because that shit just aged out and people were like, nah, we're not doing that no more. For whatever reason, for better, for worse.
You know the most classic example of this shit?
What's that?
White Jeromes. Like, there was a, like.
He said white Jeromes. That's crazy.
What? I mean,
I've never met a white Jerome ever.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I could name a couple of them and you'd be like, no way.
Who? Go ahead.
Jerome Seinfeld.
There's no fucking way his name is really Jerome, bro.
Look it up. Look it up. I'm pretty sure his name is Jerome Seinfeld.
Please, no.
Yep, Jerome's. I told you.
That nigga got old enough and white enough. He said, hell nah, my name is Jerry.
Jerry, I'm telling you.
I never knew that. That's funny.
There's a bunch of white Jeromes that age that, like, they was like, nah, we Jerry's. And then, like, that was the end of the Jerome.
Yeah, but that's wild, man. But, yeah, what the hell were we talking about? I completely forgot.
Tim Howard in the Hall of Fame. Like, salute to Tim Howard.
Yeah, salute to Tim Howard. Goated where he belongs.
Yeah.
You know, there was no question. Was that first ballot?
I don't know how they do
it. Yeah, I don't even know how they do it for soccer. But yeah, salute to Tim Howard.
It's a crime if it wasn't.
For real. Let's jump over to CONCACAF Champions Cup.
Whew.
First of all, how do you feel about this name change from CONCACAF Champions League?
To CONCACAF Champions Cup?
Yeah. CCL was so much better than CCC.
Triple C, like if I'm
Triple
in
C, Miami, Carroll City Cartel.
If I'm in Miami, fucking, I'm throwing them up like, hey, white boy. Oh my god,
yeah, I mean, this man.
CONCACAF Champions Cup. I don't know. I feel like they
did they get it. Sued.
What for the Triple C's?
No, for Champions League.
Oh, that's just what I was about to say. I was about to say, like, you know, there's probably some type of, like, you know, if they want to, like, shorten it, like, they probably couldn't shorten it to Champions League because that's probably, like, you know, licensed or whatever. So, like, in the interest of not calling it the CONCACAF Champions League every single time, they was probably like, yo, let's just change it.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think the Carroll City Cartel is, like, organized enough.
There's no way to confuse those two things.
Yeah. I'm not sure their lawyers are in the trademarking business.
Right. So the Columbus Crew, Wilfred Nancy is over there cooking. And I do mean cooking. They absolutely obliterated Monterrey. And they are moving on to the final to face who's in the final. I don't even remember.
Who do they face?
Is it Pachuca?
I think it is Pachuca. Let me see. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, forgive me for not knowing this, but in any case, it doesn't even matter who they're facing. The real question is, Wilfred Nancy has proven to be an absolute revelation for the Columbus Crew. I wish we had a manager of that caliber at my team. But do you think they have enough ability to finish the job? Because they clearly have the tactical acumen with Wilfred Nancy at the helm.
Yo, I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and put it on wax. If, when they get this done, Wilfred Nancy, greatest MLS coach ever.
Ooh.
Just putting it on wax. Because didn't they win MLS Cup last year?
Yep.
So technically, like, this would be, I mean, I don't, it's kind of not the double because of the way, like, it rolls, like, here. Because it's not, like, same season type stuff. Yeah, right. Yeah. Timing's weird. But, like, yeah. Like, no. If he pulls this off, greatest MLS coach ever. Barely Nick and Bruce Arena. But he's up there. He is up there. And I think they're going to get it done.
I think they'll get it done too, man. Because so much of getting the best out of an MLS side in a competition like this is understanding every player at every position and who you're facing. And putting them in the positions to, one, express themselves individually, but in such a way that it makes the team basically greater than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
And that is extremely difficult to do. But all that aside, you know, if they pull it off, obviously major, major bragging rights for an MLS club. But they would also then be automatically qualified for the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup. Do you see a future over the next 5 years where MLS clubs are not just winning CONCACAF Champions Cup, but also making competitive runs in the Club World Cup?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
I mean, I think it's closer to the 4 or 5 year mark than it is, you know, I think it's closer to the 4 or 5 year mark than it is, like, you know, the 1 or 2 year mark. But yeah, man, like, I first off, I have to give massive props to the Columbus Crew organization. Because, like, you know, Wilfred Nancy, like, a lot of people, like, you know, he's having success at Columbus right now, but a lot of people forget, man, he had a lot of success in Montreal. He had a lot of success.
If he didn't have to play, like, the best NYCFC ever, he probably would have won the league that year, too.
Yeah. He, like, he's a legit coach. And that's the thing that I think is coming next. I think that's the thing that's coming next for MLS and is what gets a little under discussed when it comes to, like, the quality of the league is not so much, you know, like, the quality of the players getting better, but, like, you know, next when the quality of the facilities and the coaches get better, like, you know, like, that's going to be the thing that really kind of makes MLS a alternative to Europe in that way, where you decide to come to MLS if Europe, like, if the top level of Europe isn't really popping for you. Right. Because ultimately, like, that's where MLS is going to end up fitting in. Right. Cause there's, like, maybe there's probably, like, 12 top end clubs in Europe, just, like, across the whole UEFA, where it's like those are the clubs where you actually have a chance to compete for the highest honors, like, every year.
Yeah.
And if you don't get into those clubs, like, if you're not that quality player, like, you know, then it becomes more of a business decision than it becomes more of, like, a love of the game decision. Yeah. And there are more than enough good quality players where, like, you know, if MLS is throwing, like, you know, decent sized bags at these guys, like, you know, like, it won't be that difficult for them to put together, like, you know, good enough squads to, like, you know, at least start to beat up on, like, you know, South American teams, Mexican teams, like Central right. American teams consistently, Asian teams consistently, right? And that's where I think the landing point of MLS is ultimately going to be, right? Like, it's going to be like, you know, a platform for young players to try to audition for, like, you know, Europe if you're just trying to get over there. And then if you're a European player who, like, you know, isn't that top, top level enough to compete for these highest honors over there, you know, and it's more of a business decision for you, like, come over to America, enjoy this standard of living and get some money.
Get some right? money.
So, bro, yeah.
I think that might be the first time you didn't just take the first option to hate on MLS.
Growth, man. Growth. Growth.
Yeah, I mean, man. No doubt Wilfried is he's easily top three managers in MLS right now. He is absolutely squeezing every ounce of ability out of this squad. And that is beautiful to see for the league. Like I said, I'm envious of his ability because our manager is so shit. But that's another conversation for another day. It's going to be tough. But I really feel like MLS on the whole, last season and this season have probably closed the gap in the greatest amount in a single season or two in the history of the two leagues. So, you know, the way the U.S. men's national team consistently beats up on Mexico, that is probably going to be true soon about the top, top clubs in MLS, LAFC, Columbus, as long as they can keep Wilfried and a good squad. NYCFC, if they can ever return. Who else? I'm missing somebody. Your Atlantas.
Yeah, Inter Miami is going to be in that group.
Yeah, Inter Miami, as long as they have Messi.
Well, even after they lose Messi, they're always going to be, like, they're establishing themselves as, like, the place where the Spanish dudes want to go.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to say, like, the Spanish dude. The dudes that primarily speak Spanish.
Yeah. It's like, it's a place where David Beckham is the owner, right?
Yeah.
You always want to be next to that star. And it's probably a place that, you know, Messi will return in the future. You know, he'll mm-hmm. be at games. He'll be doing community things. So that brand cachet will carry them from years from now. So,
oh yeah,
that's cool. Very, very cool.
I dusted off my Inter Miami jersey. The OG one, the OG one before Miami, before Messi got there. I was, mm-hmm. I was early on the Inter Miami train.
Cause of Blaise Matuidi.
No, because I got the jersey at Ross, but
it's like,
but I was early. It was
a value. So I had to jump up in there.
Hey man, you got to buy low. Got to buy low.
Yeah, I hear that. Let's jump to some streaming info. We talk about this a lot, but it is the big thing in MLS for the next few years. And that is Apple TV and their relationship with MLS as the sole place you can watch your individual clubs on streaming service. They have reduced the price from $99 down to $69. For Apple TV Plus subscribers, it is now $59. I'm not sure if this is good or bad and what this actually means for Apple as a business and fans who just want access at a reasonable price. On the one hand, I'm like, all right, cool. Lower the price, make it accessible and let people get up in there. But I'm also like, you wouldn't be doing this out of the kindness of your heart. So what is actually going on here? What are your thoughts?
Price of the package, man. Like,
the price, you know, of the package.
Like that dope wasn't as good as they thought.
Price of the package as in just flood the streets?
Well, no. Price of the package is, like, you know, the they thought the dope they thought the dope would sell it, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And now they like, okay, like, you know, like the fiends ain't coming back. So you know, like we gotta sell this dope at a discount.
Ken, knock it off, man.
What?
I think it's prorated pricing, man.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Not exactly prorated, but as the season progresses, you want to get eyes in. Like, it's early enough in the season,
mm-hmm.
right, where you're going to have that lull anyway. So you entice people to get in early enough in the season to get invested, spend that money up, and then at the end of the season, you're like, wow, that was actually awesome. I'm in early at full price for next season.
Okay, that's peace. Like, you got a big dog. Like,
yo, this nigga said, all right, nigga, all right.
You got a big dog. Like, I mean, I don't, like, that is an incredibly logical and, like, cost-effective way to think about it. I just don't believe that's what's happening. So, like, I can't, like, you know, like, I can't refute anything you said because it's not like you said anything crazy. Like, you know, mm-hmm. when it comes to, like, business, that is a very logical way. That is the way a lot of, I mean, it's basic, like, you know, like you said, it's prorated pricing. Like, you know, quarter of the season's gone, we'll drop it 15% or some shit like that, right? Like,
right.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, I just don't.
I think you said, nah.
I mean, the only reason I say that is because you would, I don't know. The only question I have is, how likely would they be to do this move if, like, it was selling like gangbusters, right? Like, there's no, like, counterfactual to say, like, if they blew all of their targets out of the water, would they still perform this move, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, that's my only thing.
Like, yeah. It's one thing or the other. It, you know, it ultimately doesn't matter, but it's just interesting to watch because,
yeah,
as someone who is, you know, fully invested in MLS and its success, these types of happenings give you something to think about how the growth of the league is going. Are people getting more interested in what's happening here? Like, the Messi mania is kind of, like, established now. It's not the immediate fresh, like, oh, I gotta have everything. Messy. That's kind of died down. He's still doing incredible. You know, when he travels, you're gonna have those sales, but it's not dominating everything in news right now. Like, even he, you know, had an absolutely incredible game against Red Bull over the weekend. And it was just like, Messi breaks two records and then that's it. Like, before, it would have been your whole feed everywhere. Yeah. Messi broke two records. Ah! But it's just like, he had a great game, broke two records. Awesome. Here's what else is happening around the league. And that's the balance I've been waiting for. That is awesome. Because it is obviously incredible that he's here. And he's an incredible player. But it doesn't have to dominate every second of every day for the league. There is still other very cool stuff happening.
Is he the leading scorer of the league so far?
No, but as far as goal contributions, he's got to be number one.
Oh, yeah, he is. Holy shit. He's the leading scorer? Holy shit. He's leading scorer and leading assist.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, bro.
Well, he's tied leading scorer with Suarez, but yeah.
How many goals?
10. I don't even know how many.
A quarter way through the season, bro.
I don't even know how many games they played. It's not. It's
like 12.
Yeah. I was gonna say it can't be. Yeah, 12 games, 10 and 12. Whew.
Yeah, we ain't even hit the halfway point yet.
Whew.
And they got 10. And keep in mind, Golden Boot winners were like around 21 to like 23.
Yeah,
they're at 10. God damn.
Oof.
Yeah, that could be crazy.
But also, this is probably why they wanted to get these pro refs back, because they can loosen the game a little bit to, like, you know, let these guys, like, actually play. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you want to encourage, like, I don't want to say you want to encourage high scoring games, but you definitely want to encourage a more free flowing game, especially if your product is television.
Right.
So, like, you know, like, not saying that's like, you know, why Messi's like leading the charts. Cause I mean, like, Messi was going to be Messi regardless, but
for real,
like,
especially, you know, in MLS, like, good luck, bro.
Yeah. But it definitely keeps him on the field and from getting hurt. If you are like tighter on the calls, like, you know, you kind of legislate the, like, you know, bullshit like fouls and stuff out of the game, like, you know, so the game can be a little more open. Like, I don't want to say a little more casual, but definitely like a little less MLS-y in terms of, like, you know, like aggression, right? Because this used to be a very aggressive league, and that's definitely what kept a lot of guys away.
Yep. Let's jump over to other MLS news. You know, this is a league about expansion, at least to a imaginary, possibly 32 teams. And potentially Indiana is now in the running for an MLS franchise. Circle City, Indy, timeline is still yet to be figured out. Do you think this is a good soccer city? Well, no, let me rephrase that, because we know it's a good soccer city because the Indy 11 exists and they're a phenomenal fan base, history, club with a long history. But is it quite ready for the big time, the big show of MLS?
I mean, if they put a team in Salt Lake, they can put a team in Indianapolis.
I just want to say, if there are any RSL fans that happen to listen to this podcast, we don't intentionally shit on y'all like this all the time, but it is quite easy.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, like, hold on. Let me actually back that up. Indy versus Salt. Let me see if that's even a comparison. Best places, Salt Lake City, Utah versus Indianapolis. So population of Salt Lake City, 200,000. Population of Indianapolis, almost 1 million. Female population, 48 in Salt Lake City, 51 in Indianapolis. Median age, 32 in Salt Lake, 34. Male population, 51 in Salt Lake, 48 in Indianapolis. I think they could put one there, let's look at some ethnicity breakdowns. We'll keep going. Why not?
Yeah,
I think it'd actually be good to have another team. I think it's time they put a team in Indiana. Like, I know that, like, Indy 11 and what's Beasley's team
in North Wayne something?
Yeah, in Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne, there you go.
Yeah, what is it? Fort Wayne USL team. Yeah, oh, it's just Fort Wayne FC. Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I think it'd be good for them. I think it'd be good for Indy 11 and Fort Wayne USC FC, you know, because those will definitely be the two feeder clubs that they send teams on loan to. So, you know, yeah. I mean, I think it automatically, I think it does a lot for Chicago Fire and St. Louis, too.
Ooh.
Because now you just have a regional, like, you know,
right.
Like, Indianapolis is 3 hours from Chicago, maybe the same distance from, like, St. Louis. So now you have three teams within, like, a 5 hour.
Wait, Chicago is 3 hours from St. Louis?
5 hours from St. Louis.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, there's no way it's that close.
Yeah, 5 hours from St. Louis, 3 hours from Indianapolis. If you're like cruising, like you can get to Indianapolis in 2.5 hours, right? So,
and that damn Lex you got, hell yeah.
Shit, in the Corolla, I was floating. Fuck that Lex. In my Corolla, back when I had that bad boy, I get there in 1.5 hours.
Oh shit, I'm about to burn up my fucking
That thing used to float, buddy. That thing was all wheels and engine, bro.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, I think that's a good move. I'd be interested to see like this actually come to fruition. Big thing is will it actually happen? Because the mayor was talking all this shit, and everybody on the city council was like, oh, I don't know, bro. Like, you know, kind of hold up because, I don't think Indy has a baseball team. I don't think they have a hockey team. They just have the Pacers, right?
Come on, bro. Don't do that.
What?
The Colts, man.
Oh, they got the Colts too. Yeah. They got Anthony Richardson. I forgot about that. And they have the combine in Indy every year. Like, I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't know either.
I forgot about the Colts. I don't know why.
Prosecco, man.
Yeah. I don't know why I forgot about the Colts, though. Has it been that long since they've been good?
Yeah, Peyton Manning been retired a long time, bro.
Yeah. And the Pacers, I think the Pacers made the playoffs this year. That's probably why it was on my mind.
Bro, they playing the Knicks.
See? That's why it was on my mind.
The game is on right now.
That's what I'm saying. They on my mind.
It might be over. Actually, let me check the damn score.
Yeah, let's check.
The Knicks are at home, too. I need that. I need game one.
You going to get some Madison Square Garden tickets?
Shit, nigga, on whose salary?
I mean, I was surprised you didn't go down to Philly and get them tickets. They was getting
There's 210 more. Left and it's tied at 113, bro. No, 151 left. Woof.
And it's tied at what?
It's a burner. But anyway, this is a soccer podcast.
They score that many points?
We ain't turning into no fucking... all-inclusive podcast.
Yeah. Whoa, rephrase that. We are an all-inclusive podcast here.
Shit, maybe you are. I ain't nigga fuck.
Oh, man. I'm glad I had you read that disclaimer early.
Fuck that, man.
Oh, man. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is
good luck to City. Good luck to Indy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, good luck to Indy because it's all politics anyway. It ain't really got nothing to do with soccer.
Nah.
If you can put the money up and get a stadium, you're in. If not,
that's what it's going to be.
Sorry.
I mean, you know what? You know what might be wild though?
What's that?
What if they turn the field house into a soccer stadium? Like, what if they put it in the field house?
No.
You don't think they'd do that? I mean, you already got. The Colts owners are the Ursays.
Can MLS afford in its current iteration non-soccer specific stadiums?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
I think they can. Yeah, I don't think that's a big deal. I mean, they just let in Charlotte, and Charlotte plays at Bank of America.
Yeah, but it's different when it's football as a partner.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, I know, but
if you can get the Ursays to buy into this, and then yeah. I think the Colts play at the Field House, like Indy Colts Stadium, Lucas Oil. Yeah. Oh. Pff. No, they play at Lucas Oil. Oh, hell yeah. And that's a multi-purpose stadium already, and it's indoor.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you might as well. Yeah. That you just got to take the win.
Yeah. Like, if you can get the Ursays to buy into this. Yeah, if you get the Ursays to own it, they ain't paying no rent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I was MLS, that would be my play. If I was MLS, I would get Jim Irsay's crazy ass to try to get another MLS, try to get an MLS franchise, put it in Lucas Oil. You know, it's a multi-purpose stadium anyway. and then just ride that, because that's an indoor facility too, which means, like, you know, especially in like areas like this, like areas in like Indianapolis, like, you know, the league starts in like February, March. It don't matter if snow's on the ground or not.
Right.
Because you're playing indoor, you know, and it's a turf facility too, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could work out.
Yeah, you got to take that.
Think about it in that way. I'm just thinking about how, you know, especially with the cost of expansion fees, like a stadium really, a soccer-specific stadium should really be included in that plan. And if it's not, it's kind of like, what are you doing, man?
Well, I mean, I think
backwards a little bit.
I think if you're a new owner, like I think if you're like a non-franchise, like previous franchise owner, like that should definitely be a part of it. But like if you are like, if you're putting something in your NFL city and you're like dual purposing out your stadium, then like 100%, like 100%, because like you're killing two birds with one stone there.
Yeah.
And you're getting equal footing, not for nothing, because you're bringing in more of these NFL guys. And the more I keep telling you, like, I 100% believe the key to success for MLS is to try to be more like the NFL. So the more you get these NFL guys like in the room, you know, start bringing over their standards for doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's where you're going to see the real explosion of the league.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Still in MLS, but shall we pivot to some pretty shocking news? Oh, actually, this is old. My bad. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Sorry. you have here Cincinnati goalkeeper arrested. I am not even sure what happened here. Was this Roman Celentano, their starting keeper?
Oh, I think I fucked up. That's the Orlando goalkeeper.
Orlando goalkeeper. Okay.
Yeah.
What, the starting keeper? Isn't that no, who is this?
Yeah.
I don't know this dude.
The goalkeeper for Orlando City was arrested for disorderly conduct after a nightclub altercation.
Him and his wife.
Mason. Whoa. Did you see a picture of his wife?
No, but it says Orlando City soccer player wife arrested after fight outside downtown club.
Yeah, security guards, yeah.
Mason Stajuar,
I
guess. How do you pronounce that?
Yeah, his wife's
name. His
name's
wife is black.
Yeah, her name's Tatiana. That's what I was about to say. Like, what?
Oh, Lord.
What?
What the hell is going on here? They're mid-20s around 1 a.m.
Where'd he meet her at? He had soccer. He had to meet her in Orlando.
She probably played volleyball or some shit.
Hold on. We about to dive.
Yeah, man. This might be good for the league, to be honest. Mm-hmm. First, he's white, so that's safe.
That's safe.
And then two, you know, the league needs some intrigue. You got to have it. If it was just a little, you know, tussle, nothing super dangerous.
Oh, she's Brazilian.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's still black, but.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it makes sense.
Kind of. How does she self-identify?
Her name is Tatiana Gonçalves.
Gonçalves? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this, man?
I don't know, man. Like, I think this is quickly becoming an MLS problem. Because
a problem? What do you mean?
Well, you remember it was about a month ago, the LAFC assistant coach got lit up and had that shit. So, like, you know, this dude, like, you know, I think they're far, I don't want to say there are far more incidents like this that we just don't hear about, or like we probably didn't hear about in the past, but like, yeah, you don't want this to become the reputation of your league. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it could be a problem because like there's a couple more of these that happened on the docket. Like this week too. Well, at least one more of these we know that happened on the docket this week.
Yeah, it says Cincinnati, but I didn't see anything about that. Forgive me for being unprepared on that one.
No, no, no. That's my fault. I just put the wrong city there because it is definitely Orlando, and then the next one happened in Cincinnati.
Gotcha.
That's what happened. Like I just got the cities mixed up because the next one, like this is what I'm saying. This is just not a good look for the league because Emmanuel Reynoso, like he was in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was in Cincinnati and he got his jaw broke.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean he got his jaw broken?
He got his jaw broke. I don't know how else to say he got his jaw broke.
I mean, like, this is very strange. He was already.
He forced his way out of Minnesota. He got to FC Cincinnati. And he got his jaw broke at a nightclub by a boxer.
Oh, bruh. You know how out of pocket you got to be to get a trained boxer to actually hit you in public?
Yeah.
Knowing the cost of hitting people as a trained boxer.
This is what I'm saying. It's not a good look. Like, you just don't want. Like, you don't want this to become, like, you know, especially as the league grows. Like, now these things, like, people really aren't going to talk about, mm-hmm. you know, because, like, you know, I'm not sure people really care about it in that way. I'm not looking at the camera right now because I'm trying to look up this tweet because, like, they haven't even, like, written this shit up. Like, this is what I'm saying. But, like, you know, as the league continues to grow, man, like, you don't want this to be, like, you know, a part of the league.
Right.
Like the NFL, the NBA had, like, you know, problems with this type of stuff early on. And they, like, you know, they had to go zero tolerance, man, because, yeah, here we go. The alleged assailant in the incident resulting in a broken jaw for F. Oh, this is a whole nother dude. I am sorry. This is a whole nother dude. Yeah, so Reynoso's trying to force his way out of Minnesota.
He's still in Minnesota.
Yeah, but he's trying to force his way out. He's had unexcused absences like the past 3 weeks.
Okay.
So this is what I'm saying. Like, all of this stuff is like, and they don't know why, but, like, you know, if you look up Aaron Bopenza, FC Cincinnati's, Aaron Bopenza broke his jaw in an alleged bar fight with boxer. This is from your neck of the woods in the Post. Here, hold on.
Oh, God. The Post is a fucking rag, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you don't want to make it to the Post. Like,
oh, my God. What the hell was he doing?
You know what he was doing. He was in there talking that talk.
He thought, I'm a soccer player. I'm fit.
Uh-huh.
All right.
All right.
But not with my legs, with these hands.
you about to fit these mitts. Like.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah. I wasn't sure what was going on there because I was like trying to find it. But, you know, with no link, I was like, what's happening here? But man, getting into it with a boxer, whether intentionally or not, just don't. If the shit, like, I get it, because I am that person. Like, if I take my lick, I have to take my lick. But in general, just like, you just can't let people disrespect you out like that. You know what I mean? But at some point, you just kind of got to be like, I'm a professional soccer player. My career is on the line. All right, bro, you got it.
Yeah. And Reynoso's just gone AWOL. So, like, he was supposed to go back to Argentina to actually get a green card. Like, they was mm-hmm. going to give him the green card. And then he just didn't show up.
Yeah.
Like, he just didn't show up. Literally didn't show up.
Yeah, that shit you can do when it's just soccer. In the military, they fucking court-martial you.
Yeah.
Not speaking from experience. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I would never.
You wouldn't be on camera if they court-martialed you.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk some lower division soccer. I don't even like saying that, lower division soccer. What's a better way to reference that? Let's talk Oakland Roots.
Yeah, just call it second division. That's fine.
Second division. Dom Dwyer, former MLS striker, has now made his way to the Oakland Roots and will ply his trade. And one of my favorite teams in soccer in the world. It was particularly interesting that this was on the docket too, because earlier today I saw them like kind of doing a mini interview with him on Instagram, and the background music was relevant to our conversation at the start of this podcast.
Say Ovi-ho, Ovi-ho.
Ovi-ho. <Ba-ba-ba-dum. laughs> But for them, you know, it's super clever, super timely. Whoever is doing their social media, kudos to them, because it is just a Mac Dre sample or Mac Dre beat originally. It's kind of what?
Keep talking, but I just did the levels. Keep talking, but I just did the levels.
Okay, but yeah, that I want to hear the levels. It's a Mac Dre song. So it's timely because they can just be like, hey, we're Oakland. We're in the Bay. It's Mac Dre. We're not really, but we all know that's very relevant now because of the beef. So what's the level you did?
You ready for this?
Possibly.
His ex-wife is Canadian.
Bruh, how and why do you have that in your mental Rolodex?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? Why do you know that Mac Dre's ex-wife is Canadian?
No, not Mac Dre.
Oh. Whose ex-wife is Canadian?
Dom Dwyer!
Bruh, that's... Oh, my God. Here we go.
Hey, I'm saying they riding for the boy. They riding for Dom.
I got to get my volume up on this shit, by the way.
they are riding for Dom. They riding for Dom. I didn't even do the math until I started thinking about it.
That's funny as shit.
It didn't occur to me until you said what we were talking about earlier. And then for some reason in my head, I was like,
is she really though? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she's Canadian born American professional. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's born a white in Canadian Surrey. Mother. Yeah.
Surrey, British Columbia.
Huh. Interesting.
They not low. They carrying the beef for the Bay.
Soon as Don walked in the locker room, they're like, West side is the best side. He was like, wait, what just happened?
Eddie British. It's like, what are you talking about, Mike?
Bro, they probably, as soon as he walked in the locker room, they're like, I know the deal is finalized, but we would just want to double check who's winning this battle.
Hey,
he was
yo.
Like, Kendrick. They were like, good answer. See you on the training pitch.
He said, Oh man.
That is funny as shit.
I didn't do the math until I did the math.
Yeah, and that's math unnecessary math. That was all type of exponents and shit.
Nah man, math's the universal language, yo. Math's the universal language.
I agree, but that was definitely unnecessary math. But anyway, since we're talking about Dom Dwyer,
it's not true?
Bruh, do you think he will be successful and score more than 10 goals?
How many games left in the season?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll just go over, because, I mean, this season just started. Yeah, he should be. I mean, I don't know why he's not playing in the MLS now. Like, you know,
match fitness, ability. The league has evolved, bro. From his era. Listen, I'm just keeping it 100, man. I'm just keeping it 100. Oakland Why'd roots you throw is like
ability in number two like nah, that. Bro.
Real spit. Listen. Oakland roots is in that window where they are potentially gonna elevate to MLS.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fair.
They have a great fan base, great marketing. They're kind of in a unique space.
Yeah.
And they need like a shade above everything around them.
Yeah. Right?
At that level.
Yeah.
So your guys that are just below the cut for MLS, but just above the standard of quality and USL, those are the guys you need on your team. Because, I mean, lest we forget, it wasn't but three or four seasons ago, Quincy Amarikwa was brought there as a 9. We were never going to see him in MLS again. But it was the right window where he still had, you know, age on his side. He still had some sharp ability where he could possibly be a difference maker.
And
that's the guy you need on your team. And Dom is in that position right now. If he could be on an MLS team, as necessary as scoring is in this league, even off the bench, he would be somewhere. So he's not on the level anymore. And that's fine, bro. That shit just happens. Everybody ages out. I age out. You age out. Shit, you ain't got but one goal yourself this season. Kind of disappointed, to be honest. Nah, I'm fucking around.
I was about to be like, how do you know that? How do you know that? You know I'm injured. How did you know that?
I'm fucking around. You got one goal this season. That's it.
Who is the mole in my camp?
Nah, but you do be on here talking shit when you be scoring.
Yeah.
And no. I ain't heard that this year.
Oh, well.
Or this session or whatever. Well, last session you was balling.
Yeah, but I mean, this session just started like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. This ain't not even happened yet.
Yeah. And I've been injured. Like, you know, so. I mean, like I played in our first game, but I mean, I only played like 10 minutes or something like that. I was just running around, see if my ankle worked like last week. Yeah. And then, 2 weeks ago. And then this week, I did score a goal, but I mean, it was cheap.
Shit. Take them.
Yeah. Yeah. the shit I was really proud about, I got fouled over and they didn't call it, but, I put a dude on toast and I was like, oh, we back. And then like five minutes later, I was like, whoo, a nigga. Match fitness.
Yeah, that match fitness, man. That's one of them ones.
Yeah.
How often do you train to stay match fit?
I mean,
like
I try
on your
to,
own.
I mean, I try to go to the gym a couple times a week. More than anything now, it's I mean, like, we getting old, bro. So like, I ain't lifting to get big.
You getting old. I am old.
Yeah, fair. Fair. But I mean, you know how working out goes at that age. Like, I ain't lifting to get big, man. Like, I spend half of my time, like, not even like pumping on a bike. I spend half of my time just like, all right. I thought we squashed the beef.
Sheesh.
But like, I spend half of my time just kind of like cruising on the bike, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, not really trying to burn out and, like, you know, do any crazy cardio, because I still want to lift a little bit, keep my muscle mass. But like, you know, like, yeah. So a couple times a week I try to go. We got a I got a gym like right around the corner. I literally walk to it. So, you know, I'm in there on the
gym you got around the corner. Oh, wait, you moved. So I don't know where you at now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You come back to Chicago. You see. You see.
Yeah. I'm going to pull up. I got to sort that out, though, because fucking intercity dynamics, man. I ain't trying to be in that again. But oh, yeah, I got to see everybody.
Oh, yeah. I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about that now. Like half the niggas, you know, half the niggas that don't like me don't like each other anymore. Like, you know how that shit go. Like, I wasn't worried about that shit at all. Yeah. I wasn't worried about that shit at all. Like,
oh, you man. Know,
so it's, yeah, pull up. Pull yeah, up.
Yeah, it was like, a good time over there, man. I would love to do, you know, a group thing like that again, but that just ain't gonna work. So I just have to like sort out a block of time with each person and do it that way.
Nah, bro, it's all love. I can go squash the beef with a bunch of niggas. I mean, they need me more than I need them anyway. So.
Oh, damn. Sheesh.
I mean, I don't want to.
We not doing that. Like, you are totally, that's Chicago shit. You are totally entitled to feel how you feel. I'm just saying, it's all love for me. I love all my people in Chicago, mostly equally.
Yeah, he said mostly equally. No, I mean, I'll just put this out here. Because, like, you know, the internet lives forever and the receipts will always be there. But, like, you know, you can see how it was moving when I was, you know, you can see how it was moving when I was putting shit together. And then mm-hmm, you just mm-hmm, see how mm-hmm. it moves now. And, like, you know, we'll move on to the next topic.
Damn.
Like,
damn. Well, yeah, I think that's about it. I think it's about time. We about to, woo. The beef is in the air, man. This shit is permeating Ken's bones.
Hey man, Kendrick got me. Hey, don't make me put the money in the street. But, I mean, yeah, we can shut it down, but before we do shut it down, let's give a shout out to Trinity Rodman. Like,
shout out to Trinity Rodman, the youngest to 40 gold contributions, first $1 million player in the NWSL. This is what happens when you acknowledge the talent for what it is and do your best to pay accordingly. The level is raised for everyone. The markers are set for the generation behind, and they know what targets to be chasing. Trinity Rodman. Ah, oh man, I'm a fan. I hope that, you know, when NYCFC finally gets its women's team off the ground, we can entice a Trinity Rodman to come roll with the boys.
Hey man, I just hope, you got two good ones with Sophia Smith and Trinity Rodman
mm-hmm.
that are the now, like, you know, like everybody loves to talk about the future of women's soccer and, you know, I get it, but like they are the now.
Right.
And like, don't fuck it up. Just don't you know, USSF, like NWSL, like, don't fuck this up. Like, you know, like they are, like they're the now. They're the ones that are going to get you to the future. Like, Sophia Smith was the youngest to 50. You know, Trinity Rodman's about to be the youngest to 50. If she's already at 40 right now, like mm-hmm. she'll probably break that by the end of the season. Like, you know, there should be some type of, like, there should be some type of tracker on this, bro. Like,
right.
Salute
Trinity. To Trinity Rodman.
Salute.
We got you.
Yeah.
This has been Chop Soccer Podcast, and we will catch y'all on the next one.
Kung Fu Kenny is out of here.
Peace.
OV ho.
OV ho.